we'll be looking at all aspects of mental strength. We'll look at what it is, how we develop it, and how we can use it to shape our lives and to achieve our goals. These principles come from decades of my own martial arts training, physical training, and my own personal development. I mean, the concepts I've used to good effect, and I'm sure that you'll make good use of them also. One of the first things we need is a working definition of what mental strength is, and there are some parallels with physical strength. We would define someone as physically strong if they can move a lot of weight, if they can overcome that physical resistance. When we leave our old lives behind and start to develop ourselves, we will also face resistance. This resistance may take the form of fear, feeling overwhelmed, feeling out of your depth, a perceived or a real lack of talent, and we'll have these obstacles to overcome. Now, many people feel imprisoned by these resistances. It's a bit like the weightlifter is not strong enough to lift that weight. But with enough mental strength, we'll be able to push past these obstacles and actually use them to develop us. And we'll look at that process in more detail in other chapters. So mental strength is the ability to shape your life and to live the life you want to live. Mental resistance is any thought, feeling or belief that stands between you and your goals. You may not be familiar with the term mental resistance, but you will be familiar with the sensation. If you've ever been in an environment where a lack of confidence has meant you haven't performed as well as you'd like, that's mental resistance. Or if there's something you'd really like to do, but fear has prevented you from doing it, that's mental resistance. So in order to ensure that mental resistance doesn't imprison us and so that we can make positive use of it, there's a few things we need to understand. Now, the first is that mental resistance only ever appears when we're leaving the comfort zone behind and taking on new tasks. So therefore, the fact that we experience